Welcome to Fronteras, a program that explores issues at the border and beyond through the lens of arts, culture, and history. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. A group of heritage conservation specialists took a road trip across the southwestern borderlands last month. They documented landmarks and community preservation efforts specific to the Latino cultures there. The two-week road trip was called Untold Stories of the Borderlands. It included Marfa, Valentine, and El Paso in West Texas, Albuquerque in New Mexico, and Nogales, Tucson, and Phoenix in Arizona. Many of these sites were recipients of Nuestra Herencia grants, the first grant program in the nation dedicated to funding Latinx heritage projects. We caught up with Latinos in Heritage Conservation last month on Zoom while they were in Arizona prior to heading to El Paso. We're talking today with Asami Robledo Allen Yamamoto, Director of Education and Outreach for Latinos in Heritage Conservation, and with the group's Historic Preservation Officer, Hilary Morales Robles. Robledo Allen Yamamoto explains how they were able to narrow down the number of sites whose untold stories they were highlighting.
It's been a journey because there are so many wonderful stories out here and there's so many wonderful themes that we could have picked up. So we kind of did a little bit of research. Well, we did a lot of research into each state and just kind of seeing which stories stood out to us. And that's how we came across, you know, in Tucson, we're focusing on gastronomy. In Nogales, we're focusing on Latinx main streets. In Albuquerque, we're focusing on indigeneity and acequias. Then we have Texas, which we're focusing on Mexican segregated schools and braceros. And this is also really informed by our grantees. So we're able to select some of the locations to go visit some of our grantee programs from the La Nuestra Herencia grant program.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about those grants later, but Hilary, I'd like to ask you a little bit about the history that you believe is, I don't want to say neglected, but it is overpowered at times by some of the narratives that people might have about the borderlands because stereotypes do exist. So I'd like to know what your focus is on this particular project. What is it that you want the communities to learn about themselves and outside communities to learn about them?
Yes, I think one thing to mention is that LHC is the only nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to history preservation practice. History preservation historically started in 1966 as a movement. After the Union Station in New York City was threatened to get demolished. And it kind of uproar a whole community of architects, policymakers, et cetera, to preserve cultural landmarks that encompass part of U.S. shared history. I think that since that moment, we have seen an evolution historically, and us as being part of the preservation movement, both professionally and also be part of the community, we realized that we have been forgotten. So our actually executive director started an Latino equity study back in 2011 that identified that less than 1% of heritage sites across the nation are protected on a federal level on the National Register of Historic Places. There was a new study done by one of our fellows in this past year, and it only has increased from 0.1% to 0.65%. So it's still below the 1%. So essentially, our goal is identifying what are the places that our community finds so much value to the what is part of the U.S. shared history of our nation. Our role in a way is to connect and be mediators, given our professional expertise in the field and kind of dismantle like the jargon that the government has put on this policy and even resources that are available for them and be able to communicate that and telling them like, it's here, this is for you. And also I think, I don't know if Asami mentioned, but she's a bilingual educator. So part of the goal of LAC as well is to create language equity and access. So we're able to simplify the language and provide those resources back to the community.
Right now, there is a federal crackdown on a lot of diversity, equity, inclusion, and what is happening here with Latinos in Heritage Conservation with LHC. You are, I know, being impacted as well when it comes to federal grants. Are you seeing that also reflected in your work with these communities when it comes to telling their stories?
What LHC is really focusing on doing is, even if the federal government is backing out from doing some grants, we're still here for our community. Our grant program came out at a wonderful time when folks are losing funding, and we're here to give that funding.
Now that we're talking about the grants, I do want to touch on that just a little bit. Apparently, it is the first grant program dedicated to funding Latino, Latinx heritage projects. And I know some of the spots where you are visiting on this road trip, they are some of the grant recipients. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about those, Asami?
Yes. So we've been really, really honored to have met with some grantees along the road. And we had the honor of meeting with four of them in total. We met already with the Arizona Barrio Stories, who received a grant for consultant services and training. And they're focusing on oral histories and continuing the beautiful, beautiful work that they're already doing. We also met with the Tucson League of Mexican American Women, and they're working on nominating some sites to be included in the National Registry, and their grant was for project planning. We will also be meeting with the City of Socorro, the community initiative, because they're working on preserving the Quonset Hut Rio Vista Farm. And this was one of the most recent additions to the National Registry. And then the last one that we're going to meet with is going to be the Blackwell School Alliance. And they received a grant for programming and interpretation. That one, as an educator, I'm super excited to meet with them, since this was an old segregated Mexican school. And that will be actually our last stop on the trip.
By the time this program airs, the road trip will have already concluded, but I think it's still very fascinating, the stops that you're making, the areas that you're going to be highlighting. And there's another area in right in the middle of El Paso. One of the oldest neighborhoods is Duranguito. And Duranguito is one of those neighborhoods that has sort of fallen into disrepair and is being very vehemently defended by many historians who are trying to save it. It's a site that was destined to be demolished for a ballpark. Those plans have since disappeared, but it's still an area very much in disrepair. Can you tell us a little bit more about Duranguito, Hilary?
Duranguito has been a really thriving neighborhood since the beginning. It has been years and decades of advocacy by the community to save and revitalize the neighborhood. So they've been at the forefront on the advocacy efforts against the arena that was planned to be built. They're experiencing a lot of issues with eviction, and they're still continuing the efforts. One of the organizations that we're looking at is Proyecto Generacion, who is continuing this legacy of the community elders like Doñita and Yoli Leyva, who are involved with us through the conception of LHC. So it's like long partnerships that we have on the ground. And I think our goal through this Untold Stories of the Borderlands Toolkit is to elevate those voices, but also saying that they're still there. They're living it. They're going through it. And also they're ready to build the next generation of advocates. So we're also capturing, doing all histories on the next generation advocates. So yeah, we're very excited. We're going to have a tour that are providing us to get to know more details about the history of the neighborhood and what they're planning to do to continue in preserving these places of cultural significance.
And could you tell us a little bit about the importance of preserving these historic buildings? Again, like I was saying, there are some buildings that are abandoned. Some of them were starting to be prematurely demolished. And there are a lot of communities in cities across the country that have seen these cultural hubs, these old neighborhoods that were where people lived, where people ate, where people danced, where people drank and ate and got together. And those communities are seeing you know, buildings demolished, for gentrification, for development. Can you tell us about the importance of why these structures must be preserved?
I think in terms of saying the why, it will be very short-sighted of me to just say why it matters to them. But I can say from an expert professional standpoint as a preservation architect is that El Paso is one of the oldest cities in the nation that was doing parcellations back at the end of 19th century. So Duranguito is one of the oldest, probably, historic barrios across the nation, way before we see other historic districts across the nation. So this is like everyday lives of people that have been part of the fabric of what El Paso means today. So we cannot look at the history of El Paso without Duranguito. So it's kind of sad to see that the city doesn't see the value of how these communities have shaped the culture and the lived experience of what El Paso is and the shared history of the United States.
Hilary Morales Robles is a historic preservation officer and the program manager for the Endangered Latinx Landmarks Program at Latinos in Heritage Conservation. We're also talking with Asami Robledo Allen Yamamoto, the group's director of education, outreach, communication, and marketing. We're talking about the Latinos in Heritage Conservation, or LHC, Untold Stories of the Borderland Road Trip to sites across West Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. When we come back, LHC made the road trip a learning experience for themselves and the communities they visited.
We're able to create a very authentic relationship that, even though we're here in a way conducting research, we're not researching them, we're learning from them, and it's a really beautiful exchange of knowledge.
Our conversation continues next on Fronteras.
Support for this podcast of Fronteras comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company. By investing in local communities and rewarding policyholders for prioritizing safety, they are building a more resilient Texas. More at texasmutual.com/texansgetit. Texas Mutual. Texans get it.
Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. The group Latinos in Heritage Conservation, or LHC, is a group of heritage scholars, advocates, and practitioners who support Latinx preservation efforts across the U.S. Last month, LHC took a 2-week storytelling road trip to West Texas, New Mexico, and Southern Arizona. The Untold Stories of the Borderlands road trip highlighted ancestral homelands, sacred sites, and historic neighborhoods like Duranguito in El Paso, and historic structures like the Blackwell School for Ethnic Mexican Children in Marfa. We're talking today with Asami Robledo Allen Yamamoto, LHC's Director of Education, Outreach, Communication, and Marketing, and with Hilary Morales Robles, Historic Preservation Officer with LHC. Robledo Allen Yamamoto says the road trip isn't just about learning about the sites, but interacting with the community and collecting oral histories.
I'll start off by saying it's a really big honor to sit down and be able to hear folks' stories and to be able to photograph these beautiful sites. And when our field team was canvassing the neighborhood and taking photographs, community members are curious about what we're doing, and we're able to talk with them. And we're able to create a very authentic relationship that, even though we're here in a way conducting research, we're not researching them. We're learning from them, and it's a really beautiful exchange of knowledge. So I think folks are excited. I think a lot of times community members are not necessarily asked to tell their story. And, you know, we're really taught to not focus on how important our stories are. So to be able to sit down with a recorder, to be able to take a portrait of a family has been, I think, important for them and important for us. And really excited to see the final product. Everyone's wondering when it's going to be out. We're excited to share. And I think for us, at least, it's bringing us closer together with the community. And it's something that, you know, when we're a remote organization, so an email or a Facebook message is not going to convey that sense of community. But being here, boots on the ground, quite literally sweating it out with community members, it's invaluable to what we're doing. And I'm hoping that it fosters relationships with the community that will last for a very long time.
And there is a way for people who might not be able to get their boots on the ground to be able to share their stories online, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So we have beautiful, beautiful project, the Abuelas Project, which our wonderful GIS manager oversees. And folks are able to submit sites, their stories, their abuelitas recipes onto this site. And then we will take it and put it on a map. So folks can say, you know, for example, if you walk down the street and you say, wow, this site was really important to my neighbor, Karina, and you're able to be present with her, even though you don't know who that is. So we're able to really highlight all these Latinx sites that are important to community members. And then also on the Abuelas Project, you'll see curated story maps. So we're really excited that one of our story maps is award-winning, recognized by Esri. And you're able to explore our story maps that have stories about braceros, abandoned Mexican cemeteries, conjunto music, and then the road trip will also inform 5 different story maps, which will be really great.
Well, Hilary, as a historic preservation officer, I'm wondering if there are any dream sites that you would like to maybe get more into, to learn more about or to visit?
Yes. Oh, that's a hard question. I think something to mention, we are currently have open is our new Endangered Latinx Landmarks program. It's the first of its kind in the nation, dedicated specifically for Latino heritage. Our goal will be is to start identifying sites that are currently in threat of different factors like gentrification, demolition threat, climate change effects. We're looking also at how the role of environment is impacting our neighborhoods. So we're encouraging folks, like anyone, can submit a nomination of a place that means to them and tell us, and put in our radar. Our special project manager also is helping us with developing a tracker, so we would be able to capture where these places are in the current status, if they're either lost, saved, or threatened. And it's a dynamic list, so we, in a way, monitoring the status of these places so we can shine light on the sites that need support. And hopefully we can rally these communities and provide space for them to speak up for their own sites. So I'm very excited to see what sites comes to our nomination process. We already have, I think, over 30 sites in the nomination. The first one, I can say this is the first one because it felt so great to get one person. And it's a site in Nevada in the Moapa Valley. It is called the Pioneer Theater. And the theater was dedicated to have films of Spanish movies, including Cantinflas, which is a core of our culture. It became a community space to showcase Spanish films. So we have sites like this that we never anticipate. So that's the exciting part for us, is that even though I have places that I would love to include in the list, we always get surprised about how diverse and rich our sites can look like, from like a theater, abandoned Mexican immigrant cemeteries, to social clubs, to dining halls, auditoriums, schools, etc. Of course, we're also looking at public art as well, like something that a lot of people don't, it's very unusual for other communities, but for us, thinking of Chicano murals is part of what encompasses part of the built environment. So we want to keep those preserved as well.
And I think maybe some of those sites you're talking about, maybe some people might take it for granted, right? They see it their whole lives and they don't realize the cultural significance of what literally is in their backyard. So, you know, hopefully these projects will open people's eyes and get people more interested in what really is behind that mural, or why was that building abandoned when it was, or, you know, this old neighborhood, what's the story behind it? Who's living there? So I really want to credit all of you all for really trying and going the extra step to make these sites, these communities and their cultures, to shine a light on them so that all of us can learn a little bit more. So thank you very much.
Yeah. And one thing to add to that was that the first cycle of nominations closed in June 15, but we will always have it open for future as well. So everyone should be applied. Even non-Latinos, like anyone can apply. Help us as we're looking for these sites.
Something that's really special at LHC is that we really, really prioritize community building. We want to be able to communicate with you. The preservation team, when the grant program was coming out, it was all contact us, talk to us, let us help you create your application. So it's a very beautiful co-creation process, and that's really central to all of our projects. So I know it might sound daunting to submit to the Abuelas Project, but we're here with you. We're here with the community. We're so excited to help you submit an application. I hope that folks hear about this and that we're able to preserve Latinx history together.
Asami Robledo Allen Yamamoto is the Director of Education, Outreach, Communication, and Marketing with Latinos in Heritage Conservation, LHC. We also spoke with Hilary Morales Robles, Heritage Preservation Officer and Program Manager for LHC's Endangered Latinx Landmarks Program. We're talking about LHC's recent Untold Stories of the Borderlands road trip to three southwestern states to celebrate and preserve the voices and experiences of Latino communities. LHC gathered oral histories at each stop on the road trip. They are inviting the community at large to share their stories via the Abuelas Project. The digital project encourages intergenerational storytelling and acts as a historic registry for significant Latinx places. Find out how to get started on the Fronteras program page at tpr.org. You can visit our website to see images from last month's road trip across the Southwest. Fronteras is produced by Norma Martinez and Marian Navarro. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Our editor is Fernando Ortiz Jr. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. Hear past episodes at tpr.org and on the Fronteras podcast. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Thanks for listening.